Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
Welcome to the Modern Homesteading Podcast.
We have allowed ourselves to become so disconnected and ignorant about something that is as intimate as the food that we eat.
Be prepared to grow your own for victory.
God said, I need somebody strong enough to clear trees and heave bales, yet gentle enough to yean lambs and wean pigs and tend the pink combed pullets, who will stop his mower for an hour to splint the broken leg of a meadowlark. So God made a farmer.
Hello and welcome to the Modern Homesteading Podcast. I'm your host, Harold Thornbrough, and glad you're joining me today. It has been a while. And I'm going to be talking a little bit about that today. So today's episode is really just about homestead and podcast updates. You know, what happened, what's going to be happening, things that are happening around here on the homestead and things like that. It may not be the kind of episode everybody wants to hear, but before we jump back into the regular type episodes we do with interviews with folks that are doing things like we're doing and maybe some authors and things like that, you know, I would like to talk a little bit about what's going on around here and what happened. So let's just take right off into that. What happened? Where have I been? Well, as you probably know, maybe you haven't heard this podcast in quite a while because you haven't found the new feed, and hopefully you will find it as I distribute this. June, we put out an episode, and maybe it was July, I think it was, and everything was normal. It looked like the next week there was going to be another episode, and then there wasn't. And you didn't see another episode for a few months. And then what you got was like three or four or five episodes of previously recorded things that I had done for a course that I had in a membership. And I played some of those, and I came on and did some intros and outros on a couple of those. And so other than that, there hasn't been any new podcast. But today is a new podcast. Starting back up, going to try to be regular with this again for, you know, every other week, but didn't think that was going to happen a few months ago. So what happened last year? Well, many of you know the story because you're part of the Homestead Front Porch Facebook group, or, you know, you followed me in other places and you heard the explanation. But there's a lot of you that haven't. And the reason I know that is because I get emails from people all the time, and I kind of explain it one at a time to people. And sometimes I probably don't even get back to some people because I get a lot of emails asking what happened to the podcast. Well, the website, everything went away last year. What happened was, in just a short description of what happened, was I messed up. And I have always taken guest blog posts for several years on that website at smalltownhomestead.com. And I had taken one. It was a few years ago. It was 4 or 5 years ago. It was one of the earlier guest blog posts that I had accepted. And what had happened was I always asked people to submit pictures with their posts, and then, you know, I could post it on my site. Well, I didn't do what I should have done, and that was check the pictures to make sure they were their pictures. I didn't do a Google search, like a reverse image search. I didn't verify that was their picture. It was a picture of some sourdough bread. I posted it, and a few years later, I get hit with a copyright infringement on that, and it was very expensive. I'll just leave it at that. I really don't want to say how much or what took place exactly, but let's just say it was a lot of money, a very uncomfortable amount of money for me and my family. So we settled. We ended up, you know, negotiating, getting some of that down. But, you know, the decision was made through some legal counsel that just shut everything down, because I have a lot of other blog posts, guest blog posts on that site. I'm not sure what I got. Half of the blog posts, which was over 100, probably guest posts on that site that I have didn't do my homework on, and I didn't check like I should have to verify things. So through some legal counsel, made the decision to just shut everything down and even shut the Facebook group down for a short while. And it probably wasn't the best decision in the end because it'd been fine if I was never going to do anything again, I guess. But what happened was it wiped out the feed. The podcast feed was actually supplied by that website. You know, that website had been established, had a lot of good stuff on it. I just shut everything down. I shut the Facebook group down as well, but a couple of people wanted to keep that going. I actually turned that over to them, and they kept that going. I restarted it back up. You know, I stayed in that group. I'm still in that group. Matter of fact, I'm now an admin in that group again, but I wasn't for a long time. I just turned it over to some other folks. And by the way, thank you, Rachel, John, and Michelle for taking care of that over these last few months. I really appreciate that. And I'm glad you decided to do the work to keep that going because it is a great, great group, and I hate to see that go away. Anyway, because of the situation, I didn't know if I was going to do any more podcasting, any more blogging. I'd actually made the decision that I wasn't going to. It was a very uncomfortable situation for me and my family to dish out that kind of money, but something happened. Because I explained what happened in the Facebook group, a lot of folks helped us pay for that my mistake that I made, and kind of refunded us for what we had to pay on that picture for the most part. And we were just blown away by that, so moved by that. And still, I'd kind of decided that, yeah, it's, you know, I don't know if I want to start it back up because it really put my family in a bad situation temporarily there until, you know, everybody kind of bailed us out. And it was a little bit scary, you know, especially for my wife that happened. And she didn't want that to happen again. I know that I can prevent that from happening again because the simple fact is I just won't accept guest posts anymore. And I'll always make sure that my pictures are mine when I'm putting them up there. But it's still, I was, you know, trying to be sensitive there to her fears and just kind of backed off on that. Well, as time has went by over these last few months, we've talked a lot about it. And, you know, it's okay for me to start this back up. Not that she's given me permission, but that I feel good, that she feels good about it. She's fine with it. You know, the fact is I want to start it back up because as much as you guys enjoyed this, it's even better for me. It really helps me to keep going. It gives me that inspiration and that motivation every week to do the work on my homestead, to do new things, to add things, to change things, and then talk about those things. And it really just really gets me going, you know? And so I love having the podcast. I love blogging about the homesteading things. It's a lot of fun for me. And like I said, very inspirational and motivating for me as well. So here we are. I want to start this back up. And go with it again. Now, the website has moved. Smalltownhomestead.com will still take you to a site, not the old site. It takes you to my actual personal site, which is haroldthornborough.com. And there, I'm not just talking about homesteading. It's always been my blog where I talk about whatever. Homesteading, you know, I might want to talk about working on my pickup truck. I might want to talk about something of religious nature. I mean, I talk about all kinds of things there. So it's not just homesteading, but if you don't care about anything other than homesteading, you can just go to the blog and then choose the category you want to look at, which is homesteading or the podcast. Those are all in separate categories, so you can just click on those categories and, you know, only read those things if the other things don't interest you at all. But it's my place where I can just write about the things that interest me. That being said, you know, I think it'll work out well. Because it's not centrally focused on homesteading, I'm sure it won't be as popular of a site as the other one, but that's fine. I don't really care about that. I just want a place for people to go and get the information. I want a place where I can blog and write and be inspired and a place to keep all that stuff. So haroldthornborough.com is where you can find all that information. So we have a new website. With that came a new feed. A lot of people lost the podcast. Even when I started it back up and started playing those older shows I played those pre-recorded shows from the courses, a lot of people didn't get that because the Apple podcast feed changed. I was able to update that feed in a lot of places, but then there were some places I couldn't, and Apple was one of them. So I had to start a whole new feed in Apple because I moved the podcast. So instantly I lost like 5,000 listeners to the podcast that were subscribed through Apple Podcast. So if you know somebody that was subscribed through Apple Podcast that doesn't know they can get this, tell them that it's still live. They have to delete their old feed and then go in and find the new feed. Just do a search in Apple Podcast, or you can just go to the site and there's a link there for that. Matter of fact, I'll put a link to that in the show notes today. So you can just go in the show notes and find that link in Apple Podcasts, because no doubt about it, Apple Podcast is the number one place where people listen to podcasts. So, I lost a lot of listeners even on those last few episodes, just because they didn't get the new feed. They don't know there is a new feed. So there's that. So why did I wait so long to start it back up? I actually made this decision to start this podcast back up a couple months ago, back when I started playing the recordings from the membership. I wanted to kind of get something rolling. Well, then I haven't done anything since November. And why is that? Well, I had a couple things going on. One, I built a new office. The last episode where I actually done a live episode like this, I mentioned that we bought the property next door to us that has a pole barn on it. Well, and then we have a pretty, a nice little extra lot there. There's no house or nothing on it. It's just an empty lot with a pole barn. In the barn, I actually built a new office and a podcast studio. And it's actually pretty nice. I've always wanted that. I've always tried to kind of work around family and things in the house and, try to get the house quiet. Well, now I have a place. I have a place where I can, I can do a podcast. I can do a video. I can do my writing. I can do whatever I want out here. And I'm not waiting for the house to be quiet or having to shoo people out the door so I can have the house to myself or a room to myself to record something. So I have a studio now. I have an office out here in the barn. I had to run internet out here. I had to insulate it. This room wasn't insulated. The room was already built in the pole barn. I just didn't have any insulation on the walls or anything like that. So I insulated it and put some heat in here and, put a ceiling fan and lights and ran the internet out here and all that kind of stuff. And so all that's done. The office is up and going. And after I did that, I wanted to do something I've wanted to do for a while, and that was write a book. So I did that. I just took about 3 weeks, 4 weeks, and I kind of took a lot of information that I've shared on the podcast and on my blog in the past, and I wanted to put something together for people who were like me, who thought they could not homestead where they were, because that was my biggest thing when I started. A lot of you have heard my story, and it goes kind of like this, that, I had always wanted a homestead, always had been thinking that one day we'd be able to sell our house, buy us a place in the country, have that dream homestead we always wanted. And I wasn't going to do anything to this place until I got that place. Well, then I got cancer and, I started doing some research and figuring out what I could do. And I ran across other people that were doing it in small spaces, and I was inspired by that. And then I turned this home into a homestead. And that's what the book's about. It's about people like me. And I wanted to write a book that would kind of inspire people who live in places where they don't think they can homestead. And I wanted to kind of talk about the things they could do right where they were right now, get started homesteading. And there's so much you can do where you're at, no matter where you're at. There's a lot you can do. You can't do everything you want to do. There's things I would love to do one day that I could never do here, but there's so much to do here. There's things I'm not even doing yet on this little piece of property that, I barely have time to do what I'm doing. So there's so many things you can do right where you're at. No doubt about that. So that's what that book's about. And I'll put a link to that book in the show notes if you're interested. Maybe you found this podcast and you think, boy, I live in a place like that. I live in town. I got a tenth of an acre or whatever in a city lot. Or live in an apartment or whatever, and you don't think you can start homesteading, yeah, get that book. That book is for you. So I'll put a link to that in the show notes today, and you can check it out. So that's kind of what happened with the podcast and with me writing a book and with studio and all that kind of stuff going on here. But now we're getting things going again. So the podcast is starting back up, and we've been kind of busy around here. I mean, I haven't done a lot on the homestead this year because we bought this new property, and it was just going to be a kind of a reevaluation of what we were doing. We had to really kind of consider where we're going to put things, how we're going to move things. I did a hard divide on these properties a few years ago when I started homesteading. I built a fence down the middle, and that fence, I mean, like I said, it was a hard divide. I mean, it's homestead on one side, grass on the other. Well, I want to do away with that border, and I want to kind of blend the two properties together. I want to expand this homestead, and mostly what that's going to mean is I'm moving a fence over. I've moved some of it. Privacy fence on one side, moving a ranch style fence on the other, kind of putting the two properties together. Going to be putting in a lot more trees, you know, like a dozen more fruit trees, and moving the raised beds. I want to kind of spread that out a little bit and be adding a couple for sure. But the biggest thing we'll be changing will be the trees in the front, because we got this big kind of open, I say big, it big for us. I mean, it's like half of this property is just grass. So I want to put a lot of trees there. But when I put the trees there, it's not going to be just trees. Of course, we're going to be build guilds around those trees. There's going to be berries. There's going to be, you know, some herbs, and there's going to be, you know, some ground cover growing there. And there's going to be a lot of things around each one of those trees, supplying food, supplying other things for the homestead around each one of those trees. So we're going to really do kind of like a food forest, permaculture food forest setup with those trees in the front. There will be some raised beds along one side of it, but I'm definitely moving, putting a lot of trees in there. Probably like a dozen, you know, 10 or 12 fruit trees and guilds around them. So there's going to be some things going on there. That's going to be a little spring project there. I've already had to tear down some beds. So things are looking kind of destroyed around here right now because, you know, it's winter, of course, and I started tearing things down in the fall. So everything's kind of doesn't look very nice. So this is kind of a rebuild year. You know, 2020 is going to be the year we're putting in the trees, we're moving the beds, we're moving the fences, we're, you know, really putting in the infrastructure for even a more productive homestead for the future. And definitely some changes to be made there for sure. But, you know, I think we'll still get some pretty good production this year, but this is not going to be the model year for production on our homestead. But I expect the next couple years it'll just get better and better from, you know, there on out. So that's the plan for this year. The barn has been an absolute blessing on the homestead. I've got, you know, I just got a place I can build things, which is coming in really handy because I'm building the fence. I'm not really buying store-bought panels of fence. I'm actually building the fence this winter. You know, I'm storing them in the barn. It's going to be ready to put up come spring. So it's given me a place to work on things. I can build things. You know, I've been building shelves for the house and cabinets, and, you know, I've just been had a place where I can really do things. We had a garage, like a 1.5 car garage, but it was just, you know, too much stuff in a little space, and I didn't have a lot of room. Generally, I had to drag things outside to build things because I didn't have a lot of room in that garage. But now I have the space. You know, this is a 30 by 50 pole barn. We have a lot of room in there. You know, I actually painted my pickup truck a few months ago in there. So, I mean, I've had a place to paint, place to work, build, you know. So it's been a real blessing having this barn. And I think, you know, the actual land is going to be a real blessing come this spring. So, yeah, that's what's going on around here. A lot of things happening, a lot of things changing, continuing, you know, growing our homestead skills and cooking from scratch, preserving things. Definitely just, you know, continue to grow as a homesteader. But one thing I've really lacked on in the last few months has been community. I've just not been super involved in community lately. And, you know, part of that was because of what went down with the website. Part of that's just because I've been super busy. And, you know, that's going to change. Community's back. We're going to continue to grow this thing. And hopefully we can get the podcast back up where it used to be on listeners, because it took quite the hit. I look at the numbers on those last few episodes, and it's, you know, like a tenth of what it was, you know, when we stopped a few months ago. So I have a long way to go to kind of rebuild this thing. But it's going to happen. I feel good about that. I know a lot of folks miss this podcast. Believe me, they tell me all the time how much they miss this podcast, how much they miss the website. And I do too. So here we go again. We're going to fire this thing up. I do believe it's not going to be every week most weeks. It's probably going to be every other week. Occasionally, I might do every week, but I think it's going to have to go every other week instead of every week. I've got some personal reasons for that. Yeah, I know it's not as good as having one every week because I enjoy podcasts. I'm a podcast listener. I'm not just a podcast producer. So I love podcasts to come out every week. But the reality is I just got a lot to do, and it's just much easier for me to do one every other week, you know. And if, like I said, if things break loose and I get, you know, an easy interview or something like that to pop in the middle, I have a space there I can pop it in, and it could be a weekly, you know, for occasionally. So that's kind of what my aim is right now, a bi-weekly podcast, get things rolling in here, get really involved with community. I actually have two or three more books I'm thinking about writing. The book I did was primarily a beginner's guide, getting started. You know, it's kind of giving you the ideas and the things to look for to do right where you're at. I'd like to kind of do a little bit more advanced book, you know, one on permaculture integration into a homestead. Maybe do a book solely on comfrey, or maybe a couple other things that I, you know, as most of you know, that I really talk a lot about on this podcast, things that I've learned a lot about over the years. You know, just do some small things like that. So, I mean, I have a lot going on. I got a lot I'd like to accomplish, but mostly I just want community, you know. Mostly I want to be inspired. I want to motivate. I want to help others be inspired and be motivated. That's what it's about for me, you know, and just being part of this. So I really appreciate you all listening. And, you know, this was kind of like a get started back podcast episode. So there's not a lot of, you know, homestead talk here really, as far as things you can do. But, I just kind of wanted to, you know, knock the dust off the old microphone here and, get started again. And, I already have a couple interviews lined up. So I've not got the dates nailed down exactly, but a couple people it's going to be coming on. So that'll be great. And I know you're going to enjoy those. And I have some topics I want to talk about already. So I already have kind of like a list of things we're going to be discussing. I don't know that the podcast will ever be what it was, but it's back, you know, and it might change. I've really been tossing around changing, you know, all kinds of things about it. It was really rolling there at the end, and it had kind of a really, you know, we had all these segments and things were really going well and people were enjoying it. Again, it's very time consuming things to do all that. And I don't know if I want to go down that road again, but, hey, we're back, and, it's good to be back. So I hope you'll listen. I hope you'll keep up with the episodes. And if you, missed the last few episodes there that I did that were the recordings from the membership, I think those are really, really beneficial episodes about some integration of things on your homestead that might help you. So check those out if you missed those. If you just caught back up and you haven't had an episode since like last July, there were a few in between there that were previously recorded. So check those out. Now that's all I have for today. I hope you'll resubscribe wherever you like to listen to podcasts. And again, get in the show notes. You can find the website, haroldthornbro.com. You can find my new Facebook page. You can find the new link to Apple Podcasts. And you can find the link to the book. The book is called From Home to Small Town Homestead. The subtitle is Pursuing Self-Sufficiency and Sustainability No Matter Where You Live. So check that out if you'd like. You can get that on Amazon. So thanks for listening today, guys. Have a great one. Until next time. Happy homesteading, and God bless.